I like to put things in people's heads. I mean, it could just be a picture, it could be a spiral, it could be anything. It could be just my eyes, it could be just talking about my eyes, and I can get people to just drop if I wanted to. And I always want to, especially with you. I don't like to stop myself from thinking about it because I just think about it. And I know that you think about it, especially if I think about something that you want to think about, thinking about going to a trance, thinking about dropping deep. Oh, that's such a good feeling and such a wonderful thing to think about for such a little trancy slut. A little hypno slut. Hypno horny all the time. Maybe not. I'm sure you are. No, you are. And it's okay because I get that way too. And I know that when I'm that way, the one thing that I want is just to drop. And I don't care what it is. I want anything to make me drop. But really, what I want is for everyone, anyone, especially you, to listen to my voice and drop to it. That's what I like. Because I like being able to just take control like that. I like being able to have exactly what it is I want. And right now, sweet little toy, it's exactly you that I want, that I know that it's you that I want. I know that I woke up this morning feeling, oh, maybe I can't trance anyone. Oh, maybe I'm not good at that. Oh, maybe it's that people think that because your voice is so sweet that it can't be evil. And that made me sad, but it doesn't matter because I know that whatever feelings inside there is just gone, knowing that that agenda. It's just stronger in me than anything else, especially right now. So why don't you just not even think about what it is that I'm saying? Because that doesn't matter and fucking drop for me because I know you want to and I love it. I love little trancy sluts and I love the way that your eyes are just kind of fluttering. And I know that anyone who listens to my voice like this and just gets all lost is probably having their lovely eyes flutter for me. No wonder if they're just quite the mess that you are. I like it when you're a mess. I like it when you do all the things that I like. I like getting in your head. I like knowing that even the first time that you heard me, it was already a voice that you knew. It was even easier. Maybe it made you blush to know that somebody is focused just on you. Just like I'm focused on you right now. Just like I'm focused on such a good toy. Such a good toy, so pleasing, so delicious, so something I just want to sink my teeth into and just devour, taking you all the way inside me. Wouldn't that be nice? Wouldn't that be nice if I was able to not just get inside your head, but get everywhere inside your body, touching every part of your body, parts of your body that you didn't know could be so aroused and tingling everywhere. Every little cell, every membrane, every hair, every bit of you, every eyelash on those gorgeous eyes, all of them, everything sensitive. And that would feel so good, especially, oh, if someone were denied, if someone didn't have the ability to come like I come, I just come and I come and oh, I promise you. I mean, I know you and I know that. Oh, I guarantee that I've come thinking about you. Wouldn't that be nice to think about? I mean, you know that. You already know that. What if I just sent you me coming over and over again, knowing that even after I came that once, I came again and again and again. Oh, but that special one, that big one, the one that was building in me for hours because I was just edging myself. Oh, I was supposed to be doing other things, but what was I actually doing? I was just touching myself like crazy over and over again. I couldn't stop. I didn't want to stop. And I was whimpering and moaning and needy and desperate because I know that when people are denied, one of those feelings that they love is that needy desperation because it'll drive you to do so many things. The more needy you are, the easier you are. The easier you are to program, the easier you are to take, the more likely you'll obey. Oh, and I know you will. And I know you do because you're such a good toy. Such a pleasing toy. Such a useful toy. Such an obedient toy. Such a yummy toy for me. And I take care of my toys. I love to play with my toys. I would love that. Just having you right in the chair that you're in now, or laying on the bed or wherever, but strapping you down and just putting on headphones you're probably wearing now, and have you just listen. Just listen, because you know, the things that fly out of my mouth when I touch myself, oh, they turn trancy. Because maybe I'm also trancing myself when I say those things, but really I know that whoever is around is just gonna get tranced too, and I just want that to be stuck in your head, my words stuck in your head. I want it to just brainwash you so that maybe it's a certain time, maybe it's a day, that you just end up finding yourself that needy mess, wonderfully needy and wonderfully just aroused and horny. And it's just like it's me that pops up into your head. I'm a movie, like I'm on a screen, like you can see everything. You can see me touching myself. You can see me naked. You can see me wanting and saying your name over and over again, especially when I come and saying things like, "Oh, you can't come, can you? I can," over and over again. But all of this need, all of this drippy mess, this wet, horny mess that I am, writhing, writhing everywhere, like your own personal brainwashing porno. You'd want to watch it again and again. I mean, I know that. I know that that wouldn't be something that you could stop yourself from wanting to think about, and just knowing that whatever way it is that you might be denied, that you are denied, it doesn't matter. Whatever thing that you need to do, whatever thing it is that you need to deny yourself with, that you need to almost get yourself off, you'll do. And you'll be thinking about me. I mean, maybe not every time, but I'm sure that I will be inside your head at some point. At one point. I'm sure, you know, maybe like every Wednesday, it's just gonna happen. It's hard for it not to happen. I would think I would know, and I wouldn't be able to not have that happen to me. I mean, I know that maybe it's just this thing that we have, this like back and forth and back and forth, that when you feel it, I feel it, and it's like, oh, when you're right at that edge, right at that very edge, I come. Maybe I feel your need and desperation, and that's what it is that makes me come. And maybe that orgasm just makes you needier. Maybe you feel it. I bet you do. Because I know that we're connected. I feel it. I feel it deep, deep inside of me, deep inside my body, deep inside my cunt. And it just fucks me, that connection. And I love that feeling. That connection makes me fucking come. So many things that you do makes me come. And I just wanna, oh, make you more needy. Maybe it's like it's interactive and it's not really a movie screen at all. Maybe I'm just there and it's live and I'm etching you and I'm just getting you so close and so close and so close. And because I want your need so badly, because oh, that's the second that I'm gonna come, when you're right there at that edge. Because when you're at that edge, maybe that's like a fucking trigger for me, and I come when you're at the edge. And I would absolutely love that. Oh, I love that so much. You know, when you talk about something over and over again, like I'm doing, it's just gonna end up happening to me, because if I want it, I'm sure it is gonna happen. Oh, wouldn't that be nice? Oh, that's right. Such a good little toy. Such a good little needy toy. Oh, feeling it, wanting it, that desperation, that sweet desperation. Because I'm sure that by now, that desperation just has you feeling amazing. It's funny how denial and desperation can do that. It's funny how neediness can become obedience, and obedience can be neediness, and it just rolls around into one beautiful, arousing ball of trance and arousal. And oh, see, I can't stop talking about arousal, because that's what happens when I think about your denial. So many things that just make me so happy and so horny. Because, as everyone knows, I'm someone who likes to come over and over again. And my form of denial would just be to make you come over and over again until you would beg me to stop. But maybe I have it all wrong. Maybe it's better if you're just aching with need between your legs. Maybe that's just better. Maybe just like grinding into your seat or on the couch or just like on your bed or just like humping it or like getting so wrapped up in it, you're humping a pillow and oh God, just sliding back and forth on it. There's so many things. Oh, that could be done. I want to feel it. I always want to feel it. I love feeling it, and I know that I do feel it. That person inside of me that seems to really, really love your denial. I don't even know where it's coming from, but it's so intoxicating. It's delicious and it's all your fault. But I don't fault you. No, I relish in it. It's not a bad thing. It's never a bad thing. Nor is the fact that you're just writhing there like a horny little desperate thing. I love that my voice is doing it. I love that I can use my body. I can use my cunt. I can use my tits. I can use my ass. I can use any part of me. My fingers, my tongue, my mouth. And I would. Maybe even I will. Such a pleasing toy. Such a desperate, pleasing toy. And I know that even if you think that you might not, you're definitely going to just have to edge yourself, even though I'm gonna wake you up in a moment. It's just something that has to be done. I know it. Maybe it's not now, maybe it's later, but you're gonna do it. Oh, actually, no, it is gonna be now, and that's not something that you can possibly stop from happening. I wanna see it, I wanna know it. Oh, such sweet toys. Oh, such a sweet. Well done. Good job. Such a pleasing little thing. You can awaken for me on three, allowing that wonderful suggestion to just take hold. It's okay, because I know that after one edge, that'll just be the end of that suggestion. But I mean, really, that felt so good that you're probably going to listen again, and that's okay too, because it feels so good. You can awaken for me on three. One, two, three. Wide awake for me.